Maybe we turn it over to Karen Hassara now, as the Chair of the Academic and Student Affairs Committee. Karen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The meeting of the Academic and Student Affairs Committee convened yesterday, Wednesday, May 13th. Trustees Estrada, Cunningham, Hollins, Leibowitz, and McMillan were present. We approved the minutes of the March 5th meeting. We reviewed the recommended items for this board meeting, which include appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff, appoint interim dean John Colombo, College of Law, Urbana, appoint dean Alfred Tatum, College of Education, Chicago, establish the Master of Science in Business Analytics, College of Business Administration, Chicago, establish the Bachelor of Arts in Human Development and Learning, College of Education, Chicago, establish the Bachelor of Arts in Public Policy, College of Urban Planning and Public Affairs, Chicago, redesignate, rename, and revise the Bachelor of Science with a major in Statistics and Operations Research, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Chicago, establish the Bachelor of Science in Rehabilitation Sciences, College of Applied Health Sciences, Chicago, establish the Doctor of Philosophy in Rehabilitation Services, College of Applied Health Sciences, Chicago, establish the Clinician Executive Master of Healthcare Administration, School of Public Health, Chicago, transfer the Doctor of Occupational Therapy from the Graduate College, Chicago, transfer the Doctor of Nursing Practice from the Graduate College, Chicago, and finally, establish the Bachelor of Arts in Elementary Education, College of Education and Human Services, Springfield. Then Vice President Christophe Pierre made an excellent presentation on the Academic Unit Review Program, which has been developed in collaboration with the various campus administrators and representatives of the faculty, and it's approaching its final form. It's designed to produce information about quality, diversity, teaching performance, student outcomes, research productivity, and costs for individual academic units. The program is intended to complement the more extensive unit review programs conducted by the campuses. These academic unit reviews will be done annually through collaboration between UA and the campuses. The results will help provosts work with deans to make informed decisions about management, planning, and budget allocations for campus academic units. The provosts will present the campus reports at our September meeting of the board. In the old business section, we thanked our student trustees for their past year of service. More about that in just a minute. There was no new business, and our next meeting is July 24 at the Student Center West in Chicago. So at this time, I'd like to invite student trustees Michael Cunningham, Jamal Hollins, and Danielle Leibowitz to join me at the podium, along with my fellow board members who have served as their mentors over the past year, Ed McMillan, Jim Montgomery, and Pam Strobel. So if you all please join us at the podium. Chancellor, we've got to get a new podium. One of the great pleasures of my job as chair of the board's Academic Student Affairs Committee is getting the opportunity to work so closely with our student trustees. So our last meeting of the academic year is always very bittersweet. A time to say goodbye, but also to thank them for their service and wish them well as they head into the next chapter of their lives. This year, I'm happy to say that one of the goodbyes is only temporary, since Danielle will be rejoining us next fall, serving a second term as our student trustee from the Chicago campus. I know I speak for all my fellow trustees when I say what a privilege it has been to get to know Mike, Jamal, and Danielle, and how we value the unique insights and perspectives they have brought to the board over the last year. They've been an exceptional representative of their campuses and of the university as a whole, and a collective voice that championed the interests of our students. At every turn, they reminded us that the students are the very core of our mission at the University of Illinois, and our decisions must ensure that everyone has the opportunity to flourish and foster the talents that will bring a lifetime of success and happiness. So on behalf of the whole board, my thanks to all of them for sharing their time, their expertise, and their passion. Mike and Jamal, we wish you the very best and look forward to hearing about your many accomplishments to come. And they both have wonderful jobs to step into right after graduation. That's the best part, right? So, and Danielle, we're delighted to have you with us for another year. Now I would invite each of their mentors to say a few words.
Michael, why don't you step up here? At some point, I'll present something to you. Mike, your skills as a leader have been evident since your very first meeting. Over the last year, we have seen the high standards you've set to address the challenges facing today's students and to identify issues that might confront students in the future. You've been a dedicated and thoughtful advocate. I remember specifically how steadfastly you fought for process as it related to a very controversial issue a few meetings ago. You've been a dedicated and thoughtful advocate, always digging deeply into issues to understand all of the implications your decisions as a trustee might have on your fellow students. This coming weekend, you will graduate from Urbana, which is wonderful, and you'll have a job and move into the workplace as an investment banking analyst for Verit Advisors. We hope that your experiences as a student trustee have added to your world-class education and provided insights that will continue to guide you throughout your career. Mike, thank you for your service to the university, and congratulations on your upcoming graduation and your new job. You've been a wonderful asset to our board. Thank you. Accordingly, I present to you this certificate of our appreciation for your service.
Thank you.
You can get a picture of it.
Yeah, Thank you.
We're up next. I'm Pam Strobel, and I've had the pleasure of being a mentor to Jamal Hollins for this last year. Jamal, it was my pleasure and privilege to have that position as your mentor. I don't think you actually needed much mentoring, and I probably learned as much from watching how you evolved into the role of student trustee as anything you took away from our relationship. Thank you for always taking your time to analyze the issues and being a thoughtful member of our board. And your service on the board has just been one of the leadership roles that you've had as a student at UIS. We're grateful for your civic spirit, for your mentoring that you've done in the Capital Scholars Honors Program and in the Big Brothers Big Sisters Program. And like your predecessor, John Tinkin, you also participated in representing UIS in sports competition. I believe your freshman year, you joined the fledgling squash team, and this year you became a coach.
I was captain last year. But
captain last year, and I understand the squash team did very well. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate that also. And now we wish you great joy this weekend as you graduate from UIS this Saturday. You have a degree in computer science, and I'm very happy to report that Jamal is going to work in his new job at State Farm in Bloomington. So I will have the opportunity to continue to see Jamal just up the road. I'll be coming down and, you know, I'll pay you a visit on the center there. We thank you so much. We're very proud. We expect great things from you as your life unfolds.
And again, we're just very grateful for your having performed your role so well as a student trustee representing UIS. Congratulations.
Great, thank you.
Thanks.
It's not vanity, it's just.
Danielle, you have been a delight to work with. You and I started talking almost immediately after you're being named, and we've had opportunities to talk many times. You've been a really valuable member of the board, and on behalf of all of our trustees, we want to congratulate you on being reelected. You're a masochist almost in that you decided to do this again, but we really appreciate it. Your experience this year, I think, will be even more valuable as you go into next year. It's really been a pleasure for me as a mentor. You've not needed mentoring at all, but there have been times that we've talked and we've visited about things, and it's really been your passion of representing the student body at Chicago and inquiring about questions that have to do with the students. It's just been remarkable. I'd also say your tireless energy, you pack a lot of energy into a relatively small package, and it's impressive. You're dedicated to your interests. You are tenacious in following up on issues and continue to bring that to the board. And I think we also heard that your ability to provide testimony in the legislature was also remarkable. And I think we actually even talked about maybe we should have you be our spokesman for some other issues. So it's been tremendous to have you, and we're looking forward to working with you again in the coming year. I know my colleagues would join me in congratulating you, thanking you, and also thanking you for your willingness to join again next year. But for this year, we do have a certificate of recognition, and we'll probably have another one next year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Is there any other questions for Karen's committee? I recognize that the new program that's being developed to evaluate the different programs within the university will simply be one form of input as the chancellors and provosts, deans review those individual programs, but I do think it's helpful to have additional information in the format.
Yes, we think it will be very helpful.
Thank you for working on that. Thank you, Christoph.
Pleasure.